30 years of Christian talk. 710 KFIA.
Keeping faith in America.
And welcome back to Kingdom News. Many feel that the lack of leadership in the home, especially the absence of the man leading in the family, is probably the greatest single problem in our country today. And, of course, there are many different ways, many different ministries that to try to deal with this problem. Tonight we have on the line Pastor Robert Briggs of Emmanuel Baptist Church, and we've had him on the program before. And he, along with Brian Borgman of Grace Community Church in Nevada, will be the keynote speakers at this year's men's conference being held at Gold Country Baptist Church in Shingle Springs, coming up Friday night, July 20th, and Saturday, July 21st. So welcome, Robert.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on again.
Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, so what you guys are doing, is it somewhat like Promise Keepers, or what type of a men's conference is this?
Well, it wouldn't be like Promise Keepers, Tony. It's essentially a local church conference. Pastor Phil Layton, who I will broadcast on KFIA, is a good friend of mine, and he and his church are putting on this conference primarily to encourage men to understand the centrality of the church in the Christian life. And we're going to be dealing with the whole important subject of the centrality and the glory of the church in God's purpose.
So is this something that you guys have done annually or regularly, or is this the first type of event like this?
It is an annual conference that the church in Shingle Springs holds, and they have various themes from year to year, and this year the theme is essentially the theme of the church.
Amen. Well, tell us about then, the conference itself. Is it got breakout sessions? Is it just a series of lectures? How does it work?
The Friday night will be an open meeting, which husbands and wives can come, families can come. I will be the speaker that evening, and I'll be opening up the essential theme of the conference, which will be the place and the purpose of the church in redemptive history. So I'll be looking at a kind of big picture perspective on the Church of Christ and where it is placed in redemptive history and how important it is to understand that in regards to our Christian lives. And then on the Saturday, we're going to have four sessions. My good friend Dr. Borgman will be preaching two of them. I'll be preaching two of them, and there will be a breakout sessions, I think three or four, of local pastors who gather in our pastors' fraternal. We'll be addressing various aspects of church life as it pertains particularly to men in the church, because on Saturday it will be a men's conference, and it will be really geared and focused towards teaching men, stirring men up, instructing men, helping men to understand their responsibilities as Christians in the life of the church, and then, of course, how that will permeate out into their marriages and into their home life and into their work life and their business life.
Amen. Well, is the event open to any men, regardless of their background, what church they're in, what denomination, and how are you getting the word out?
Yep, absolutely. I think that Phil has done a pretty good job in terms of having got a lot of flyers done. I know you can go to the website for Gold Country Baptist Church and you can register there. And also obtain information from the website. And, of course, doing this interview with you tonight is another way that we're seeking to get the word out that this conference is on. So we're hoping and praying that there will be an interest in the larger Sacramento area with regards to the topic itself.
Okay. Well, we're talking to Pastor Robert Briggs of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Sacramento about this men's conference coming up at Gold Country Baptist Church in Shingle Springs, Friday night, July 20th, and Saturday, July 21st. And, you know, if you're a man that's looking for maybe what you can do to expand your role in the church and to better understand what your role is in the family, this would be a great event for you. You can register at www.goldcountrybaptist.org. That's goldcountrybaptist.org. And the fee is $25 per person for the two-day event. All right, so what are some of the texts or some of the examples, that type of thing? Maybe you can just kind of give us an overview of what your message is going to be.
Yeah, I think for me, Tony, the two things I really want to drive home for my Saturday addresses are going to be the issue of the gospel and the Christian man's life and how it applies to relationships in the church. And one of the great problems I see in the modern evangelical scene is a lot of people have a very low view of the church and are not committed to the church. They're a local church, you know, finding a local church beyond our good faithful preaching and teaching and relating to other Christians who are, you know, maybe not like them. So I'm going to deal with the gospel first, how it applies to our own lives and how we then would relate to others in the church who may be different from us but are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and how we should deal with that and create a climate in our churches that truly reflects our faith in Christ and our belief in the gospel. And then my second address on the Saturday will be particularly focused on the issue of being committed to the ministry of the local church and what that actually is all about, the essential elements of being a man, supporting the work of the gospel, playing a part in the local church, particularly the Great Commission with regards to the purpose of the local church being to make disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll be seeking to help men think through what actually that means. Not all men are called to be pastors, but all men are called to be members of a local church, and therefore helping them to think through what their roles would be, what things they can be involved in, and really challenge them and encouraging them to play the vital role that Christ calls them to play in a local church context.
So kind of like the statement that Joshua makes, as for me and my household, we will follow the Lord.
Yeah, essentially, that's true. Yeah, that men, you know, all true Christian men should be members of local churches, and they should be leading their families in regards to that and teaching in their homes that the apple of God's eye is Christ's church, because it was the church that Christ came to save and to rescue.
You're listening to Pastor Robert Briggs of Emmanuel Baptist Church, and again, the event is the Gold Country Baptist Church in Shingle, the men's conference there. And you can go to goldcountrybaptist.org, goldcountrybaptist.org, and register. The fee is $25 per person for the 2 days. And does that include maybe lunch or something like that, or do they need to bring that? Or?
No, there will be. I think there will be lunch provided.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, we only got about a minute here. Maybe you can just kind of give an overall summary again and pitch for the
event. Yeah, basically, Tony, just to encourage any men who are wrestling perhaps with what it means to be a Christian, what the place of the church is in the Christian life, come along to Gold Country Baptist Church on the 20th and 21st of July. Enjoy fellowship with other Christian men and solid biblical exposition with regards to the glory and the centrality of the church and the purpose of God.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Robert Briggs, for joining us tonight. And again, folks, you can go to goldcountrybaptist.org to find out all the details and to register. Sounds like a great event, and every man needs to, you know, from time to time address this subject in his life. How well are we standing up to the Word of God in terms of our responsibility? Thank you again.
Thank you, Tony. Every blessing.
All right. Amen.